Paul, your captain said it wasn't the easiest game to play in tonight, but at the end of the night, you come away with the 2 points you were looking for. How do you assess a bit of a roller coaster here?
Yeah, it's a tough game to assess. I like the way we started. It got sluggish real fast, and it was kind of you had to fight your way back into the game. There were stretches that we played really well. It's a tough game for a goalie. Like, we didn't force them into too much, but the chances they got were those 3 or 4 A chances they made good on. But what I like was at 3-1, we get a great, you know, kind of battle to a shot in the slot, and we kind of found our game. I thought after that, started to play better. At 3-1, based on the travel that we've just run through and the fact that we are officially eliminated from the playoffs, you know, the emotions are a little low. We didn't have a lot in the tank here tonight, but they didn't quit, you know, and they stayed in the fight, and it's a good result.
How about the 3-3 goal that Joel Armia was able to get shorthanded? That's three now for him, a man down this year.
Yeah, we're going to save him for that. I was going to make a joke that we'll start taking more penalties, but I don't think that's very funny. I've liked our penalty killing, with the exception of the LA game. Since the Nashville game, it was really starting to get in sync with being aggressive, and full marks for his battle on that.
Julian Melchiori's got over a dozen games now with your club this year, gets his first point. Do you like what you've seen from him lately?
Yeah, I think he had a slow start to the year kind of early on when he came in training camp, and then he started to skate better. I think it was hard for any of our defensemen tonight to look good. They do have some quickness, and they've got good sticks, so they force you into being faster than you want, but he's learned to battle a little bit too.
How would you describe his season overall, and what does he need to do to take that next step?
I think you're starting to see it. I think from him, it's compete, and it's not that he's not willing to. It's the same thing that all those guys are going through, that they've never had to do it every night, certainly not at the National Hockey League level, so it's all brand new, and the coach is barking at him, and pucks out, pucks in. Those are the hard parts of our game that he needs to improve on, but he is making improvements on it. You know, his pace is better, markedly better than it was last year, you know, at the start of the year. So, like all of them, like all the 22 to 24-year-old guys, they're learning how hard it is, and you're starting to see more of the goal. I think you saw it. There was a great clip in the penalty kill last game where he battled a puck out in the wall, finished a check. I mean, those are the things that we need him to do. We think he's a skilled player. We think he has lots of skill. He was up third in the shootout. He was going next after Patty, if Patty had just given his countrymen a chance. There's lots there that we like, but and he's going to get better. He's just developing.
Well, how about Ehlers' game? Ehlers tonight.
Back skating tonight, hey, pretty dynamic. I've liked Nicky's kind of that speed's back in his game, and has been for a couple of weeks. He's a dynamic young man. He's learning about where you can do the things he likes to do and where you can't. Still learning how to do those things, but an awful lot of speed.
Armia was always known as more of an offensive guy. Why do you think he could be a contributor on the penalty kill?
You know what? That was kind of the report coming in. I think everybody was waiting for that offense and hadn't seen it. His pace wasn't at a point that gave him the opportunity to play with real offensive guys, but he started killing penalties in the American Hockey League and excelling at it. And when he got a chance to kill penalties, then his 5-on-5 game got better. And that he's almost doing the exact same thing here. He's starting to excel at killing penalties. And when that happens, his 5-on-5 game will improve. But you got Adam. Well, he's playing with Adam. And, you know, Adam's got 14 goals this year. We think he can still go. I don't think we're asking Adam to score 50. He's got another job out there. But those guys, you know, they may not be in from a points point of view in the Mark Scheifele development, but very few people are. They're probably developing exactly at the pace they should, and that could be a real good pair for us.